There's the music. It's time to bounce. On the line, as always, my man George Johnson. George, how you living?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing today?
Man, I'm hanging in. I'm hanging in.
Good, man. Good.
I'm headed to we talked to the mayor of Boston earlier in the program today. I'm headed to Boston next week, and the Democratic Convention officially kicks off, I guess, on Monday, but everybody's going into town next Sunday because there's a big game in town next Sunday night.
Oh, there is.
The Yankees and the Red Sox at Fenway.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you are. The excitement is going to be off the hook. I don't know if there's a... You know what? When we hear about rivalries, you know, rivalries, real heated ones, they usually involve... you know, contact of some sort. Mm-hmm. And in baseball, you don't think of contact, but when those two teams get together,
yeah, man,
there's contact.
The Yankees and the Sox is going to be a great game, I'm sure, next Sunday night. Speaking of a great game, it was a great tournament.
Yeah.
Todd Hamilton, who nobody had ever heard of before yesterday.
Second straight year, man. Remember last year we were talking about Ben Curtis?
Yeah.
But Todd Hamilton, that's a great story. In fact, anytime a kid comes out of nowhere, here's a guy playing on the Asian tour for a long time, comes out of nowhere and wins a major like this, knowing that there's only 4 years, knowing how hard, I mean, we look at Tiger and we see how hard it is for him to try to get back on track. He's 0-9, by the way, in his last nine, trying to win a major. But when you see a guy like Todd Hamilton spring up and put himself in position, because when you win that tournament, I mean, it opens the doors for you in other tournaments. You get automatic, you know, qualification, you get the invite there to the Masters, and now you're on tour for 5 years. It's a good thing for a guy like that. And also to hold off a guy like Ernie Els, who, I mean, the smoothest swing. But he was disappointed again second time this year and, as a runner-up in the majors.
And, George, none of these courses are easy when you're on the PGA Tour, but the British Open is not an easy course at all.
It's golf the way it's supposed to be played, man.
With those high winds?
Well, the high winds, that undulating terrain that they have, those unbelievable bunkers. I mean, when we see golf in this country, it's spoiled. I mean, it's beautiful trees, the grass is manicured, the greens are kept right, but the game was not invented under those circumstances. It was invented under the circumstances that you see in the British Open, which to me just makes it an unbelievable thing. And you're right. You know, there's a lot of people that say they want to see golfers with high scores. I mean, they want to see them do things they can't do. I kind of like watching a tournament where golfers, the greatest in the world, are clawing and scraping, you know, just to get even par. I love that. I mean, to me, that's where it's at its most challenging and most intriguing.
Well, I have trouble with my game when the wind ain't blowing at all. So there's nowhere in the world.
That's why you're playing over here with me on these nice courses.
Yeah, there's nowhere in the world I want to be in the British Open. All right, let me jump from golf to back to basketball. So we were speculating about this last week. It is official a week later. Shaq is with the Miami Heat. Kobe remains with the Lakers. What do you make of that?
Let me tell you, Kobe stays with the Lakers. They had a little talent. I like Lamar Odom. I like Brian Grant. He's going to bring some bruiser play to the West Coast. Caron Butler could be a step up for the Lakers. And I think that will be enough to keep them in the playoff hunt, although I do think it brings them down a notch. As for Miami, there's all this. I mean, if you're an Eastern Conference opponent, you better watch out. Shaq is going to Miami, and he seems very salty. Very bitter.
You think?
The way he was treated by the Lakers.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and with that having been said, that could spell trouble. I mean, you know it being in L.A., the one thing Kobe couldn't do was motivate Shaq to get in tip-top shape. Let's just be honest about that. But this whole thing right here, this scenario, may be the motivation he needs to come in ready to go. And if he does, the East is going to have trouble trying to contain him. I will say one thing, though. Miami lost a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Outside of Shaq, that means they got to win with Dwayne Wade, who I love, but he's going to be in his second year, and Eddie Jones, who, if you remember, just 3 years ago, Shaq dogged him in his book.
Yeah.
He called him timid. He called him selfish. He called him a choker, and now he's got to play with him. And Shaq's answer was, Eddie knows what I when I come down there, I mean business.
Yeah.
So it'll be, but he's going to have to play with a guy again. I'm sure it's behind him. I'm not trying to make something big out of it. But I am going to say that he's leaving Kobe, who he criticized, and going to Miami to play with Eddie once again, who he played with in L.A., and he called names in his book 3 years ago.
I got 15 seconds here. Two shout-outs. My man Lance Armstrong is moving up, and Marion Jones made the cut. She did make the team.
hip hip hooray for both of them. But Lance still has some work to do, but the mountains are coming up. He's just 22 seconds off the pace. And Marion, with all that bothering her, going to the Olympics, I'm very happy for her.
She made it in the long jump. George Johnson, sports anchor and reporter for Comcast Sports and in Washington. You can catch him on this program every Monday. Until next week, George, holla.
Peace.
In a few minutes, Philip Martin takes a look at the past and present portrayal of the Black Panther Party and its contributions to the civil rights movement in words and pictures.